Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
A political analyst say resolving the ZANU-PF succession dispute will not be easy as opposing factions brace for tomorrow's crucial Politburo meeting following First Lady Grace Mugabe's attacks on Vice President Joyce Mujuru.
I don't think it will help ease the tension. It will actually worsen the tension.
The International Monetary Fund is projecting Zimbabwe's economy to slightly grow by 3.2% in 2015 from 3.1% this year.
And the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zimbabwe, says it is concerned by recent attacks and threats against the privately owned media by ZANU-PF and government officials, including the First Lady, Grace Mugabe.
Fireworks are expected at tomorrow's ZANU-PF Politburo meeting in Harare when two warring factions in the party come face-to-face in a make-or-break meeting ahead of the crucial December elective congress. ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo could not shed light on the agenda of the meeting, referring all questions to Party Secretary for Administration Didmus Mtasa. Mr. Mtasa, however, did not pick up his mobile phone. Party insiders told Studio 7, however, that top on the agenda is the feud between First Lady Grace Mugabe and Deputy President Joyce Mujuru. The alleged attacks on the Vice President by the First Lady have widened factional fights in the party. There are allegations that the First Lady has taken sides and is now supporting the faction led by Justice Minister Emmerson Mnangagwa, which is engaged in a fierce war against a rival faction led by Mrs. Mujuru as they battle to succeed 90-year-old President Robert Mugabe. Some senior party official, Mr. Msipa, Sifas Msipa in particular, told VOA Politburo members want Mr. Mugabe to address the issue.
The party is also expected to discuss calls by the Mnangagwa camp to empower Mr. Mugabe to appoint his two deputies and avoid an election. But the Mujuru camp, which has the upper hand in the ZANU-PF electorate, is resisting the move. The party will also discuss its failure to hold elections for the Central Committee due to conflict. Political analyst Shakespeare Hamauswa tells Studio 7's Blessing Zulu that resolving the ZANU-PF succession dispute will not be easy.
We are expecting the political to debate that either to endorse or to question the legality of Ms. Mugabe to attack ZANU-PF ministers and the other members such as Zipin, since she is just a card-carrying member. Yes, she was endorsed for taking the leadership of the Women's League, but that alone doesn't give Ms. Mugabe the right to attack in public. And it has become un-ZANU-PF. ZANU-PF has not been known for washing its dirty linen in the public. Even Mugabe himself, I don't think you could do that like what the wife did. So the people are either going to further attack the VP or to propose an action where maybe they can propose to have the police investigate such alleged corruption allegations. Otherwise, also, they can just leave it like that because she never mentioned any name. And Mugabe has been known for saying media issues that were said in the media cannot be taken as the official position. He has done that during the Lancaster House negotiations. So sometimes they can just leave it, the issue like that. So it depends with what Mugabe is going to do. But there are a number of possibilities that are likely to take place.
But do you think making Mr. Mugabe appoint his vice president instead of party members electing them will help ease the tensions in the party?
I don't think it will help ease the tension. It will actually worsen the tension.
That was political analyst Shakespeare Hamauswa, a lecturer at Mulungushi University in Zambia, speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Mulungushi, Zambia.